What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Tuesday, January 11th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are for today's slate. And finally, shout out to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get up to $25 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Lu Dort, Nikola Jokic, and Desmond Bain on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In first at number five, we've got Terrence Mann. He's point guard, small forward eligible, so great positional designation on DK. 5K, projected for 27, goals 36, optimal lineup 20% of the time. Man just plays big minutes. We know exactly what we're getting here. He's around a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy. He plays 32 minutes, does a little-ish bit of everything. 12 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, a stock. It is a pace down spot against Denver, but this is a day where we don't have a lot of value. And to get someone that plays 30 minutes at point guard, small forward, guard forward utility, and only at 5K, that helps make you easier lineup construction across the board. At number four, I'm looking at OG Anunoby, small forward, power forward eligible, 6,300, projected for 35. The goal is 42. He's in the optimal lineup 21% of the time. I gave him 35 minutes. You know what you're doing with this Toronto team. Just big minutes and someone's going to go crazy. It's just Ben Van Vliet a lot. He's a fantasy point per minute guy, 22% usage, 18 points, 6 boards, very little else, but 2 assists and 2 stocks. It is a slight pace up spot against Phoenix, which I think is appealing. But again, given the boost that we've seen Anunoby take in usage, 6,300 now for a guy that can play upwards of 38 minutes if this game is ultra competitive, and against Phoenix, you would expect it to be so. He gets small forward, power forward eligibility. What's not to like here for Anunoby? Well, if he's in, you could just go to his teammate Gary Trent, shooting guard eligible, 5,300, projected for 29, goals 37.5. He's in the optimal lineup 23% of the time. Basically, everything that I just said for OG Anunoby is true for Trent. They just get there in different ways. 34 minutes for Trent if he's available, 0.84, 0.86, something in that neighborhood, points per minute. Now, he gets there with basically just scoring and steals. 16 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, 1.5 steals. You need the outlier steals game when it comes to Trent, and you're hoping the shot falls, but there's not a lot of value out there on this slate, so going to a balanced build is a little bit easier. $5,300 Gary Trent makes that very appealing. At number two, I'm looking at Reggie Jackson. He is just point guard eligible, but $5,800, projected for 32.5. The goal is about 40. He's also in the ultimate, or in the optimal lineup, the ultimate lineup. That's what we'll start calling it, 23% of the time. I gave him 30 minutes with no Paul George. He's just a completely different player. 30% usage, basically a fantasy point per minute, even a little bit higher. It's mostly points, but you get a little bit of rebounds and assists. 18 real points, 4.5 assists, 3.5 rebounds, maybe a stock. Again, it's a pace down spot against Denver, but this is a Denver team missing a lot of its starters and regular players. You know, three legitimate starters actually right now, if we're counting Murray, Barton, and Michael Porter Jr. With no Paul George, Reggie Jackson is looking real good. Almost enough to get to number one. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are, and then keep signing up at No House Advantage using that promo code AwesomeO. We close it out, assuming he's in, with number one, Josh Hart, small forward eligible, 6,300, projected for 35. The goal is 42. He's in the optimal lineup 24% of the time. He just plays massive minutes when he's out there, 36 for this one, 0.98 fantasy points per minute, 14 points, 9 boards, so pretty close to a double-double, plus 4 assists. Massive pace up spot for the Pelicans here. They gain 2 possessions over their average by taking on Minnesota. You're not also worried about Minnesota's defense all that much. So when push comes to shove, you got a decent value-ish option. I mean, balanced is the key. Hart, Jackson, Trent, Anunoby, Mann, Bain. You can see it in these top guys. We're just spending a lot of time in this high fours to low sixes range, and that makes sense. You should have enough money to get to Jokic if you're looking for the major, major ceiling, but if you don't have to go there, you could actually load up across the board. Josh Hart right now is the best one you can find. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Tuesday, January 11th. FanDuel and Yahoo versions of this video are around here somewhere. Check them out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. Back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.